I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shock remains in Lebanon following yesterday's catastrophic blast in Beirut. The explosion shook buildings hundreds of miles away, and the death toll continues to rise. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adamus says the explosion destroyed the wheat supply, tripling an existing food crisis. Ministries are sharing Christ's love as they provide emergency relief. Find ways to come alongside their efforts at missionnews.org, and most importantly, pray. And August marks a dark anniversary. 6 years ago, ISIS captured the Nineveh Plains in Iraq. Thousands lost their lives. Hundreds of thousands were displaced. And although it's been 6 years, Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says trauma still weighs on the region today. So what now? After 6 years, the Iraqi people need hope. And the best people equipped to bring it to them are believers. So pray for the continued recovery of Iraq and for those affected by ISIS. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.